you probably drive past them all of the time and don't pay too much attention. We're talking about the electrical towers that look like giant erector set robots. Turns out you can walk right up to them. That pinging noise is how the towers sound when you tap them with a rock. I'm joined by Diane Brown, director of the Arizona Public Interest Research Group, a utility watchdog. We're standing at the base of a tower in Mesa, next to a canal and bike trail. Actually, there are a series of towers about 100 yards apart. And get this, there isn't any sign of security here, not even a fence.
There aren't guards all around each tower. There may be cameras in certain areas that we aren't aware of.
Brown is worried anyone could climb the towers. They could unscrew the nuts and bolts or even set off a bomb to bring them down. There could be a cyber attack, too.
It's time for the state government, for the federal government, to really take a look at each of the power plants in the state and looking at what we need to do to beef up security.
There wasn't a lot of public concern about utility security until last year. That's when somebody used a high-powered rifle to shoot a series of towers near San Jose in Northern California. Brian Swanson is a spokesman with Pacific Gas and Electric, the company targeted in the attack.
The gunshots caused extensive damage to 17 transformers at our substation. It took about 27 days to complete repairs, but we were able to keep the lights on for our customers throughout the repair.
Swanson says federal investigators are still searching for a suspect, but he says PG&E is making some changes.
Immediately after the attack, we deployed security guards to provide 24/7 coverage at the substation, and we worked with local law enforcement to increase patrols around the area.
What happened in California got the attention of Arizona Congressman Trent Franks. He fears a terrorist could cause a blackout that would leave millions of people in the desert without air conditioning in the middle of summer. He's pushing legislation that would require utilities to improve their security, like surveillance cameras. Right now, only nuclear plants are required to meet federal guidelines.
Well, I believe it's something all of us as Americans should be concerned about, primarily because of the tremendous dependence we all have on ready electric power. I mean, it is something that now sustains us as a civilization.
Should these transformers be taken out, the grid would be basically shut down. And that's my great concern.
That's Bob Stump, chairman of the Arizona Corporation Commission, the state agency that regulates utilities. He recently wrote a letter to APS, SRP, and two others asking them to outline how they protect their power plants and towers.
I do believe we need to get some standards in place and, first of all, understand what those standards precisely should be, ensure that their physical infrastructure is as safe as possible from terrorist attacks.
APS and Tucson Electric Power declined to comment on tape for this story. However, in a written statement, an SRP spokesman said, quote, "We believe our protocols represent best practices and continuously improve our physical and cyber security," unquote. It's unclear exactly how much money Arizona utilities would have to pay for the upgrades, but it's likely consumers could see higher rates, and some federal money may be available. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.